This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We won't call anybody out by name.
Yeah.
Okay. We spent a lot of time talking about kind of our personal lives. And when Tiak comes and talks about his personal life, it's cute. It's about rearing children and having a perfect marriage.
Well,
in a perfect little cookie cutter suburban house with a Traeger grill and a
Blackstone.
Oh, that's right. I didn't give you a Traeger.
Yeah, you gave me a Blackstone.
Sorry. I'm almost
Let's go
gonna,
Parker!
I'll probably buy another smoker, so if you want a Traeger, you can have that too. Mm,
you've been on me about getting the smoker.
And a smoker would go, really, you guys would be best friends. Okay. The Blackstone's a better first, first foray into being like, because you can make breakfast and it's hard to screw that up.
Yes, it's the Blackstone is awesome. It's just because of the flat. The griddle. You can't, like,
and then
I would drop the meat between, like, when I had the old school
grill. Oh, yeah, the grates,
yeah.
You're not ready for grates. You're not.
I'm not.
You want to pretend to be. Anyway, so when we talk about Tiak, it's that. Currently, when Aaron or I talk, it's sort of about
mainly you.
No.
You like bringing it up.
I don't like bringing it up. You're the one who brought up your situationships and your...
I brought it up because we talk about personal, but you doubled down on it. Even my best friend was like, why does Slacker care so much
about... When did I double down on it? Recently?
Well, just anytime you're like, yeah, she's on another date. She can't keep it in her pants.
There's some jealousy happening. There's some unfairness.
You know, we try to talk about this. We talked about this the other day and the microphones weren't working correctly. And so we had to like ditch out of it. But like, I just have to be honest. This is me and my honest moment. Aaron and I kind of got single at the same time. I actually was in the process of getting single, going through a long, drawn out 2-year divorce, and Aaron was single. And like, she got on, you didn't get on dating sites right away, I don't think. Did you?
I don't remember.
I just remember this.
I don't remember the before times, what it was like.
I don't know how to say this, but like, I am jealous of Aaron because you, like, when you were in your last relationship, it was toxic. Whether you realize it or not,
it wasn't like...
I don't think he's a bad person, but he was a vampire to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it wasn't vitriolic or anything, but it
That's
was...
That's a really big word.
Well, like,
when I Google that, you might be in trouble.
I literally don't know what it means.
I think it's a word,
It is a word, but I don't know.
Because you weren't toxic and like, you were fighting and we're bad and we're breaking up and we're back. Like, what you would think of as toxic.
Because
you guys were happy, but you were maybe enabling or something.
Yes.
Like, there was some toxic undertones.
Yes. You were bringing the noise. You, like, what's the thing that everybody's been saying in our meetings lately? A rising tide raises all ships.
Yes.
Great. You were the tide. And there's only so much you weren't raising your ship, you were raising his.
Yeah.
And nobody filled your bucket, nobody raised your ship, whatever. And like, you got out of that relationship and you were very sad. And then you hit the dating scene, and it was like, Lil Meek, Aaron's like, men are bad. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, and just confidence. You're like the most confident I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're
just like, I agree.
What a swagger you have.
Yeah.
Because you know that, like, you're on a date with a guy, and it's like, he eats his peas wrong, or he does something weird and like funky. You're just like, there are 10,000 dudes in my queue. Like, you have no tolerance for BS anymore. You tolerated a vitriolic relationship.
I think that's what I said.
I think that's what you said. And now you're just a badass. You're just like,
I agree.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I did not mean for this to be so complimentary.
Well, even just, like, because we've been out with you at a bar, and then you've been like, you see that group of, like, that group of guys are all so hot. Like, three have mustaches. And you're just like, you're
and
a different.
Bring them out, and they're looking over because they're just like, why is that? Like, she's got BDE.
Yes.
She 100%
does.
Oh,
she does.
Aaron has BDE like nobody
and
I've ever.
We want some of it.
Yes!
I would take it.
I need the BDE. Like, so during my 2-year stint of a divorce, even my divorce attorney was like, when are you going to talk about it on the air? I'm like, once I know I can, blah, blah, blah. And we all believed, I believed firmly, that I was going to have what Aaron has right now. I believe the second I announced I was single, Vahina was going to rain from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Moses comes down with like two tablets with just tons of names on it. It's like, pick the names, bro. Who you want? Nothing. Crickets. Like, my self-confidence has gone. And Aaron's just over here, just walking into bars, got stash, meet me in the parking lot. I'm like, what?
You don't got one? Grow one.
And they do. By the time they get to the parking lot,
he's
got a full broom on his face. Anyhow, I don't even remember what we were. what we were going to talk about is like, so we're talking about dating energy and relations energy and stuff, and you don't want to say the specific thing, but like. When you're about to sleep with somebody you've never slept with before, this should be an OPP. You should leave the room and you should call in.
Can I get voices?
Yes!
We're going to talk behind your back now.
And basically, if you want to do a weird move, should you call your shot?
Do you say what you want to do? Or
yeah,
do you ask
permission or do you do the move?
I think you ask permission.
Yeah.
I think you do. Yeah. I think if it's the first time, you hold back. You hold back.
Even if you're having relations for like the fourth time. Here's my thing. I'm going to say like 20 different things here. Probably I'll only get to like 3 or 4. The thing that we're talking about is not like a, oh my God, that's
no,
only in porn.
No.
It's not that big of a move. It's like the real bite hard on the neck or like the like sucking your toes or like pulling your hair real hard or like the little smack or what, like something like that. But not like going spelunking.
Right. Sure. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. So do you have, to me, you can't call your shot. Like if you call your shot, it's like, what? Excuse me, miss. I know that we're relating right now. Do you mind if I give you a little smack on the tush? Perhaps shove your toes in my mouth, bite you on the neck, pull your hair. Oh, you just do it.
For the majority of those, I don't know how many you said, 4?
Yeah.
3 out of the 4, you can just go ahead. There's one where you gotta ask.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bite?
No.
The Bite was the one I would think you want to ask because it's like, I promise I'm not going to leave a hickey, but I'm going to bite you.
Yeah, I would think The Bite would be kind of scary. It's like the first time and you're like, well, you're getting aggressive quickly and I don't know where this is leading. Whereas like the toe one is like, who cares?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know? If you, okay.
Or whatever.
Please text in to 51059. I need two things. This is what I need. Text in and say, I guess if you're a boy or a girl and whether or not you need to be, I don't think boys need to be asked for anything. If you want to try something, go for it. Mm-hmm. And then like,
there's still boundaries.
No, there's not. Not really. But we'll let you know real quick. We'll let you know real quick if we don't like it. Like we'll recoil in horror, but then
no, we'll just ghost you.
No, I'm saying in the moment, if you reach an area with a boundary,
I'm genuinely trying to think what that would be though.
Buddy.
I don't know. You want to? Okay.
I just showed him my pinky finger and I think he gets it. Yeah. But we'll recoil in horror and be like, ugh. But then we're not going to be like, oh, shut down. Never mind. Now I cannot get my mind out of what you just did.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're saying, Aaron, if some guy puts your toes in his mouth.
You need permission for that.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Like if a guy did it and you don't like it, you just curl your toes and like jerk your leg back violently, ripping a couple of his teeth out. Perhaps some of his stash hairs from his newly grown womb broom. But you can just go for. You're not going to go for weirdness, but that's not weird.
The only reason, and I guess maybe it's not permission, but you need a warning, is because my feet are at the lowest point of my body. If you are up elsewhere, and then you're like, hold on, give me a minute to like trek down here because I want, like, I need to know where you're going. Does that make sense?
So we got to file a flight plan.
Yeah. they do seem to be a lot of pilots with those mustaches.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.